We are lighting up these airwaves. We are redefining entertainment from Bombela to Emalahleni.
Raz FM.
I love Raz FM. Azishe.
Mpumalanga. Azishe.
It's just gone 22 past 2 on your Rise FM weekend lunch. If you've just joined us, this is Sithixo Kosiba Paulson, your favorite DJ, holding you down. And of course, we're getting into my part of the show. We do this every Saturday between 2 and 3 p.m. It's called hashtag Movers and Shakers. It's where we plug ourselves into the go-getters, the trendsetters, the innovators of Mpumalanga. Nkhuluma ngalabantu that are willing to step out into the unknown, to do the things that a lot of us dream of doing. But for some other reason, siyabambeka. So masixoxe nabo, siyakhuthazeka to go out there, chase our dreams, chase our passions. And this afternoon, we get to meet Lucky Sambo, taking us all the way down to Inkomazi region of Mpumalanga. Event coordinator, marketing guru, DJ, digital specialist, and a full force media practitioner. Our guest is a brand within a brand. We are tapping in as we unpack the business of visibility, strategy, and what it really takes to move the culture forward. Because you are moving the culture forward. Welcome to Rise FM, Lucky.
Ngiyabonga Jansis.
Ngiyaphila.
Siyaphila.
No, you're literally moving the culture forward. I was just telling you how so many people have referred me to you and I didn't realize it was you, and I know you.
Yeah.
And I even wanted to use a lot of your platforms because you have a podcast studio.
Yes.
You have a recording studio.
Yes.
Like, you are a media mogul in our midst, and I don't know if we recognize, I recognize it. Do you recognize it?
I think maybe it's because most of the time I'm always behind the scene.
Yeah.
So, you know, umasebenza like behind the desk, people get to know the work, but bangakwazi ukuthi who's behind this thing.
We don't know the face.
Yeah.
Cause
but I think that's fine.
I didn't know the face. And then I realized, no, man. Mine like wang shoot hang DJ trend.
Yes.
I was like, oh, snap. And I even loved the footage. I was like, yo, shoot.
I remember.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I love your work. And I think your work speaks for itself. The fact that when I realized it's you, your work had already spoken so many words on your behalf. How much does your work mean to you? And how do you find yourself being such a multifaceted practitioner in our industry?
I think some things we do out of love. Yeah, but because if it wasn't love, actually we're not going to be able to do what we're doing now.
Yeah.
Especially because, you know, msebenzi, and we are loop. Even allow sebenza khona, allow sebenzela khona, nenzalo operator khona, you still have to get people to recognize your work, get people to know you. So for me, I think like it's more like a hobby that just became a business.
Ah.
Yeah, and so far, I can say we're cruising nicely because it's so good.
We're cruising nicely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think I'm intrigued by how you're saying it was something you were doing for fun, out
yes.
of interest, and now it's paying the bills,
yeah.
making you money.
Exactly.
But is there an element of passion in it? Because, you know, in the arts, it sounds like we're doing it for passion. Like,
yeah.
why are you on radio? No, no passion. Is the passion in what you do, or did it come along the way, or has it always been there?
For me, I think it's always been there. I remember very well back from my 2011, when I was still in high school. I was more of a person who loves art, you know?
Okay.
Drawing was my thing. Taking pictures was my thing. So I tala lapho ke lenpo, and growing up, and then someone will come to you and say, "Dude, you can actually make money out of this thing.
Yeah.
Why don't you try 1, 2, 3?" And actually, funny fact, the person who came to me was Makos. Swatizulu. It was like, I need you to do me a flyer. And I was like, a flyer? Yeah, I'm going to pay you. He saw one of my pictures on social media.
Yeah.
In the postel just for me posting.
Yeah.
Then it was like, dude, can you design me 1, 2, 3 and I'm going to pay you this much? Say, man, malingaga.
Wow.
So, sacala lapho.
That's how it starts. Yeah. And a very big shout out to Makhosi, man. I know he supports a lot of local talent.
Mm-hmm.
He actually pays people. I love, they pay people, but they don't.
Yeah.
So, we have to recognize him as well because it's such people that build Mpumalanga brands.
Yes.
So, we have to give him his flowers. And I'm just wondering, growing up, did you see yourself playing such a major role in media and entertainment? What was it like? If you could take us back to 7 year old you.
Yeah.
Mautibuga at this age, but
you know, like growing up, usasemncane bakubuthe esikoleni, hey, mawukhulu mawucetsa ufuna kwendani, mina bengifunela nje kuba ipilot. Yeah, like hey, ngifuna kuba ipilot. And then thing that shinja because uye uhlangana nebantu endleleni and labantu labo sometimes they give you like a vision ngawe that you don't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when you meet these people babone like something lulunga khona kuyibona wena and then uba ne like uma uhlangana nebantu labanjalo because they will tell you look man you can actually do 1 2 3 you can actually do 1 2 3 and then now lendo uyende ngoba uyathanda and uyakhona nokuyena. Then it changed, then it's a total sale business for when.
Oh, I love that. If you just joined us, it's your Rise FM Weekend Lunch. I'm Sibo. I'm chatting to Lucky Sambo. We're talking all things media and entertainment on your Rise FM Weekend Lunch. I'm playing some Lucky Day, but when we get back, wrap up our conversation.
Yeah.
Because ngiyadilabanye bahlele emakhaya bathi hayi mana singilucky loyo ngibashir.
Yes.
I've got a little surprise for you, and I hope ungangigwateli nkosi yami because bengingakakutsheli. It's a little game that I love to play. We call it Never Have I Ever. So I'm going to ask you a couple of questions and you're going to tell us if you've ever done it or if you've never done it. I'm going to try to ask you as many questions as I can in
why
one
do I
minute.
Feel nervous about this game of yours?
It's what we do.
Relationship.
Okay. No, ask them when I know. Then I'll be trying to get to know you better.
Okay.
Yeah,
ready, man.
Hey, you're making me nervous. Yo. Okay, let's get into it. Our timer is in. Okay, we go. Never have I ever eaten something off of the floor. Uya itopi niya mangyakbon inga uya itop.
No, I'm not going to say that. Because uma kuwe something phansi ngiyayiphimbitha mina ngidle ngithubeke like okay kona ku wrong mara you know like sometimes le ndoma ngabe uyihalela cabanga nje.
Okay, never have I ever fallen asleep in public.
No, I always sleep in public. Sometimes it depends nakhona.
Like when you're
maybe,
hosting and it's been a long night.
Yeah, maybe I have to take a nap for like an hour. Obvious. Nase pasini. If I'm traveling like scarcely, I have to.
You'll take a nap. Okay. Never have I ever ghosted someone.
Ooh. Iba ning lang ba ghosting.
Okay, last one. Time is up, but last one. Never have I ever cried myself to sleep.
Nah.
You've never?
Mm-mm.
I will.
Nah.
See for that? Love, for work.
No. I think maybe sometimes I even feel like I'm not a human being. Ne?
Are you serious?
Tinyambit. Like maning velo plung, us eshing va plung, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but maybe it's because I always express myself. If I'm asking something, then pass it.
Oh, you don't bottle things.
No. So among pass it, I say kuluma, see sort it out. If it's nice, sort it out. Then we part away. Simple.
And you've had a long journey. I mean, there are so many very successful events out in Komazi that have your name behind them.
Yes.
Can you quickly name them for us?
We are a premium vibe. We're hosting Nkomazi Farmers Market.
Yeah, the biggest.
That is currently the biggest, the Kaya. And then we also have the premium vibe Groove Experience, uh-huh. of which it's more like an extension of Inkomazi Farmers Market.
Okay.
Because normally Farmers Market, we close early. But the Groove Experience is for us to extend the event.
Oh, yes.
At least it's been a that Groove Experience.
Yeah.
But here, Farmers Market. And then we also have All Black VIP. That one is only for, I can say, the VIPs.
Yeah.
But never fana nani, so.
Yeah. Oh, I'm flattered.
Yeah, but we're still coming with a lot.
You're coming with a lot.
Yeah.
And for those who are sitting at home saying, Sibonga dlalinga ami ndokushanga embam. Loya kusing like loy, ngibashir.
Yes.
Kwenakalani, what's your idea around your branding right now? What can we expect in the coming months?
Previously, a lot of people were wanting a Bachir Malai, of which Bachir, that's my real name. Malai, that's my surname.
Okay.
And then manje, all of a sudden, there is Lucky Sambo. Who's Lucky Sambo? Actually, Lucky, that's my first name. Bachir is my second name. And then, Sibuyeka Sambo, mine ngatalwa ngumakela Sambo.
Oh.
So, baba maga Malai.
I love that.
So, to find out ukuthi vele ngalaka Malai they don't have documents abasiba la they are foreigners and then mako ami yena she's a South African so I had to take isibongo sakhe.
Wow, what a journey. I can relate. So people must stop asking why I'm Sibo Pilsen. Sibo Pilsen is my real surname, but there's a long story
exactly
behind it. I want to let you go because of time. I still have so much to ask you. But before I let you go, your last words to young people, because Natis Kulile, we're in our adult years, but we want to aspire for more, especially in the media and entertainment space. What do you say to the rest of us who are aspiring to be where you are? We want to host events, say asaba, yes, we respect that industry. But
what I can say is whatever that you're dreaming of, you can actually do it. So laohleli khona, if you feel like you want to do something, just start doing it. I think most of us, not because we can't, but we are afraid to start. Like, man batong hleka, why do I have to start from zero?
Yeah.
Like, why loya nyaloya excel? Now you want to start with budget 1 million, but you don't even have that budget 1 million. So basically, when you start nga zero. Because young elendo itala from your ideas. And then you vision your ideas and then you start implementing them. Labanye batokujoyina ngendlela mabo believer like on your vision. And then just like that, because that's mascara vele, we started from nothing. And then we built.
Thank you so much for joining us. I wish you many more successful years. May your brand grow bigger and wider. May you continue changing people's lives from the entertainment space, the entertainers, the DJs, and of course the consumers of the music, the attendees of those events. It's what we need from Mpumalanga to grow our industry, and it's role players like yourself that are going to enable us to expand and become the industry that we want to be. So today we give you your flowers, man. Thank you so much.
Ma'am, ngiyabonga for the invitation. Peace out.
And for those who want to connect with you, like my social media handles.
Lucky Sambo everywhere.
And it's Lucky Sambo everywhere.
Yeah.
And just like that, we wrap it up. Hashtag movers and shakers.